holy, Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubims and seraphims falling down before thee, who was and is and evermore shall be. Glory, glory, glory. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man the glory they may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Only thou art holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Come on, sister. Holy, 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 merciful,
merciful
and mighty,
God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
God, we thank you that you are holy, and because you are holy, we can ask our sisters and brothers too. Pray for me.
Yes, yes.
Pray for me.
More glory. More glory.
Oh, my sisters and brothers, pray for me. When you bow, glory to God, down at the altar,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
please,
oh, glory,
don't forget to pray for me,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
Lord,
oh, glory.
Pray for me. Pray for me. I need somebody,
oh, hallelujah,
to pray
Pray for me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, my brother and sisters, pray for me. Ooh, when you bow.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Down at the altar.
Oh, glory.
Please don't forget to pray for me. Oh, Lord, pray for me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because we know who to call on. We know who to call on and who has the power.
Hallelujah.
Who can deliver, who can set
free, hallelujah.
And who can heal. This you want to take?
Yes, yes, yes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's my Savior, Savior, Savior. He's my Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, yes, he is. He's my Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's my healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Oh, hallelujah. He's my healer, healer, healer. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's my deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. Oh, saint he is. He's my deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. Oh, hallelujah. He's my deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do you know it? I call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's it, that's it.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah,
God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, one more time. Thank you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I like that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's power in that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call him, people. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
I love him, I love him,
oh,
I
love him. Oh, keep on going, sis. Go ahead, Pastor. Yes,
love
I do.
Him,
oh, glory.
Love
oh, glory, glory, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I love
yes,
him,
I do, yes,
love
I do, yes,
love
I do.
Him.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Glory.
I love him, I love
oh,
him.
Oh, yes, I do.
Love.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, God. I love him, I love
glory,
him.
Glory,
I
glory,
glory. I love him. Yes. I love you, love
oh,
you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Love you.
Oh, glory.
Lord.
Jesus,
Jesus.
So we can praise him. So. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. I praise him, I praise him, I praise him. Oh, yes, I do. I praise him, I praise him, I praise him. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I close
Jesus
it out this? Can I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's your name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
come on and take it.
Hallelujah.
Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Minister Roslyn.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Minister Roslyn.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are thankful for everyone that came on this call. I am Roslyn Peters here from Bowie, Maryland, and I'm thankful that the Lord woke me up this morning on this victorious Thursday. Hallelujah. Lord, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for giving us power over the enemy, that nothing by any means shall harm us. We are so thankful that no weapon that forms has no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We shall stand firm in faith, and we're praising you, O Lord, for this victory, O God. Help us to depend on you today. Teach us to speak your word today. We lift up our praise to you because you are the God of the impossible. No matter what comes up against you, us, your power is more than enough to break through to victory, O Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you for our owners of this, the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for the owners of the company. Artists International is the reason we are here this morning. We thank you for the songs that have been set and set the atmosphere this morning. We thank you, O God. We ask that you would be with our person that will give us a word this morning. We ask that you would open our eyes and our minds and our thoughts, that we receive a word from you this day. We ask you to do this in Jesus' most precious name. We do pray. And Greta, host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Roslyn. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning, and thank you for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Thank you so much to Apostle Edith Wells and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for establishing the atmosphere here in this telecommunication sanctuary through praise and worship this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with Jesus' joy on this morning. And we thank you for dialing in, and thank you for joining us. And it is great to be here today. Yes, it is. What we are like almost out of the month of July. What is this? July the 30th? The 30th day of July, and God has blessed us, and he has kept us, and we are going into this another day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. And so I thank God that we're able to rejoice and gather here on the Master's Call, which started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And every single day that I gather here, I say, Lord, I thank you for their yes, because if it was not for their yes, we would not have the opportunity to gather here at this divine and appointed hour each and every single day. And so we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So every day we have the opportunity to start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And also on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise report, and your testimonies in part two of our call. But there may be something that is going on with you in the midst of that. So we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We also have a website for our call, and that is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You can visit our website, not only visit it, but share it with someone. You know, let it be a blessing to someone else. Why? Because all of our messages are archived there. So if you're just joining us in 2020 and you want to hear some messages from, you know, 2015, you could go back and certainly listen to them, and they are available for each and every single one of you to hear. Also, the bios from our speaker, prayer directives from our fast are all on our bio. So that is definitely a place to be, and you can comment there. So you're probably wondering, how did that call start anyway? Well, we started this call because of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. Artist Life is a all-natural product company with nutritional products, with reshaping garments, with a phenomenal skincare line started by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And an appointment with artists will change your life. And I say, only if you let it. It requires a decision. And so if you want to know more about how to make that decision and why you should make it, get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share it with you. So because of Artist Life, it knitted us together. So many of us have been a part of Artist Life at some time or another, and many of us are still on the line, and we still continue to take these phenomenal products. But, yes, so we wanted to make sure that we undergirded Artist Life, and it is still continuing to prosper today. So that is how we got started, and now we are getting prepared to hear our message. But before I tell you that, if you want to know more about Artist Life, it is Testimonial Thursday, and so you can go over to the morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. You'll use the access code 294-617-POUND. But now it is the exciting, this the most exciting time of the day. I look forward to hearing what the Word of God is. And so our speaker for the day, she is no stranger to this call. We call her, and she is known as the Honorable Doctor, Minister, Evangelist Cynthia Cox, all the way from the Bronx, New York. And she definitely is an evangelist, as you could hear in the morning. So many from the Bronx are joining us in the morning on the call, and they all say, we are invited by Cynthia Cox. Every day they say, we're invited by Cynthia Cox. And so we already know that not only is she on the move doing the political things that God has for her to do, but she is also sharing with others the Master's Call, and we could follow suit and just share with others, hey, join me on the Master's Call, because we want people's lives to be blessed. And then this is the way that we start off our morning here on the Master's Call. But she is definitely caring. She is definitely yielded to God. She is necessary for this time and in this season. She is truthful. She is honest. She is intelligent. And she is our anointed speaker this morning. So without further ado, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our sister here on the Master's Call, the Honorable Minister Evangelist Cynthia Cox. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Honorable, take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I will pay you later. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I truly so appreciate you and all that you do. You just rock. I just thank God for you and just being on the call. This is a blessing. And I thank you, Minister Rosin, for speaking and greeting us this morning and that powerful prayer with the family and guests that join us on Victoria Thursday. We're so thankful this morning. I'm just giving God all the praise this morning. Thank you, Dr. T.K. Roberts Patton and Apostle Edith Bird for that, for the awesome music this morning. Praise and worship. Holy, holy, holy. And I love the word Jesus. Jesus, when things are going wrong in my life, I that's who I call on. So he's the only one can lift you out of it. Trust me when I tell you that I've just been through something. Back in June 23rd, I had to call on him and step back and let him guide me, and they don't understand what happened to you. I had to step back. I just give God all the praise because there's nothing like him. I want to thank, I give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and I thank God for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Pat and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for this master call Monday through Friday. And they pushed me out the nest, and I'm so thankful today. I'm so grateful. I have the strength, hallelujah, to be on this call and not be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank the DS, all of the DS Million family for our life opportunity, which connects us all from coast to coast. This is a blessing, I tell you. I can't think. And I also have to give thanks to my brother, Reggie Flanagan, for introducing me to this. I've been on a journey, and I'm so grateful that I am. So my tag today, remember God's marvelous work and faithfulness. Praise him. Remember God's marvelous work and faithfulness and praise him. Let us pray. Father God, we need you. Blessing all our lives. As we rise up about our day, please bless the work of my hands, our hands right now. Make me a blessing to all those who cross my path, whether home or workplace or in the street. Father God, I want to be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Remember God's marvelous work. Faithful and praise him. Amen, amen. When you are struggling and need God's encouragement, that's where you have to go to. You have to come to say that Jesus is the only one to be able to give you the strength to go on. Who knows? Hallelujah. I have just went through that. I went through a withdrawal state. Didn't go to a withdrawal. I just had to let God work through me and show me. And last night, I just wanted to share with y'all. We had our Bible study call, and not only Bible study call, we had a organizing on the call, and didn't they just say that I would be the health ministry? I'd be honoring the health ministry and also a steward. So I said, this is how you just have to wait on the Lord. Just don't be in a hurry. Just wait on him. He will answer your prayers. He might not come when you want to, but he's on time. So remember God's marvelous work and his favor to praise him. Well, let me read you. Psalms 105, verse 1 through 7 gives, give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nation what he has done. Sing to him like they did this morning. Sing, praising him. Tell him all his wonderful acts. 3 said, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Amen, amen to that. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. 5 said, remember the wonderful he has done. This is a miracle. He's the judge of pronouns. 6 say, you will serve the descendants of Abraham, his chosen one, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord of God. His judgment are in all the earth. Well, come to you a few minutes. Like I said, remember God's marvelous work, his faithfulness, and praising him. God does we have to understand when he's doing something for us, we have to step back. And right now, I look at the news, and it is kind of a little upsetting. And when you are struggling, God's encouragement, people are living extremely challenging time with that COVID-19. We must be awful careful right now. And I just reviewed CNN last evening. It said 150,000 people had expired and more to come. Hallelujah. We got to pray for these spirits. We're headed in the wrong direction, as the doctor said. As we struggle and despair needs encouragement, an unnamed song was by the God Spirit to write a song remembering us of God's faithfulness. I just like that Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. God's people have always faced challenging times. Believe me, living are no different now. When we are struggling, need God's encouragement, remember God's marvelous work and his faithfulness and praising him. You praise him through all the things that we are going through, no matter what. I praised him because when I ran the race, hallelujah, my name was on the ballot 3 times, hallelujah. They said, how do you get your name on the ballot 3 times? I don't know, but anyway, it was there. So, you know, I was sitting down talking to some individuals. People get confused when they see it too many times. So I said, well, it's nothing but God. It's nothing I can do about it. It was there. So all we had to do is vote. We had to just, I would say, it's nothing but a dot. That's all you had to do. But a dot, how hard is that? But, you know, I just kept on saying, thank you, Jesus. I know what I've done. Everybody was saying, oh, sis, you what? God says, oh, yeah, I'm standing back and waiting for his marvelous work. Because remember, God's marvelous work is faithful and praising him. Because I praised him no matter what went down. I know God was the best. The history of Israel is nothing short of miracles. It is a story that God's amazing work on the behalf of peoples ought to choose to be his own. I didn't do it on my own. I praise him. Psalms called that peoples are giving thanks to the Lord to faithfully praise him for all he has done for the nation. Note that we are here in a time that we need to know that God, that's why my thing is to share this call with each and everyone, because you don't know what individuals are going through. You don't know what people are going through. But if they hear a word from the Lord, maybe they'll change their mind. They'll be on a call. I thank God for my sister-in-law, Jeanette. She's on it faithfully. I thank God for Sister Owen. She's on faithfully. Lord Jesus. God, you know, that's what I want to be able to say. Hallelujah. This is what I want to give to him. Remember God's marvelous work. I'm praising him this morning. Once I call his name and tell others what he has done. This is a part of that. When you share this call, you tell them about God's work, because we are here to feed you. We're here to make sure you understand that you know God is real, because he's might not come when you want to, but he's on time. He's the only kind of God. Now, you know, I think that I was like, okay, that happened, but, you know, God is on time. Look what happened last night. I said, look how God worked. That's how you just have to stay still and know that he's there. The sinner has long recorded a faith that God has his, with Israel, he encouraged us to, he encouraged people to call him whenever they need him, because the Lord is faithfulness. His people were proclaiming he had done for them, the other peoples of nations of words. When I read it, when I read the number one, remember God's marvelous work, faithfulness, praise him, and they say, hey, call his name and follow him, because he's doing things that you cannot do. He sits high, he looks low. He sees things all the time. And I said, you know what, I didn't get upset. I just said, all I know is God. Whatever God got for me, I'm just going to accept it and say, move on. Because nothing like doing the right thing. Everybody did everything they had to do, but I did the right thing. The song, I had a gentleman call me yesterday. He was so encouraged. He said, Cynthia, you know what? You might have came in second, but he said, you had a platform.
You had a message, and that's why I want to say when we have no time, we got time. We got time for God because he's doing some marvelous things. Like, this is the call that we have to grow. We have to learn that God is first. If you don't learn that he's first, then, oh. And I shared with him that it was me. Well, I wasn't me all by myself. It was God giving the spirit because everybody on the team, they do what they're supposed to, but God gave me the spirit. So they can look at it. He says, well, one thing you can say, you did the right thing, and God sees it all. So that's why I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing today. Like I said, when it said Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, just be thankful for everything that God is doing. Songs and scriptures that to bear witness about the Lord through song of praises and testimony that told his wonderful deed. Amen? Through these rejoices in the Lord, those who did not know him will learn his faithfulness, love. You know, that's why I understand how it works. And know that God loves us, we have to also be real conscious of what he's doing for us at all times. Although this COVID-19 in here, and they said it's coming back a little stronger the next time, but we now should know better what to do, what to wear, when to praise. Thank God, Lord, praise him. Remember, God's greatest promise is covenant. The promises gave his thousand generations. The promise he gives to Abraham and his descendants of faith. Read Galatians 12:1-4 when you have time. Romans 4:9-25. So the promises which eternal was inherited of Canaan and promised that God is picture of heaven. Remember God's strong protection. He protects us. He protects Abraham and his followers as they began to seek the promised land. They were few in number. Their journey from nation to nation in the season. He's protected them from all oppression and even kings. Before Christ, they were his chosen people. It's a prophet. That's why I said we are chosen. So we have to understand what's going on. We have to appreciate life, appreciate everything that's coming out, and call his name day and night. You can't stop calling because he hears you. Once you, I know who knows better than me, because I was at one time, I got a little weepy, but you know, as you listen to the call and you keep putting God first, your script, you get your, I got my script back. Let me speak for myself. I had to get my script back. But I thank God. I look to the Lord for script, seeking his presence and his face always. I remember that day I just went home and I just stopped. And I gave God the praise. And so everybody was, you know, calling me, but somehow my phone got cut off. And I have a new number now, but, you know, it is when God knows when to stop everything. I just say, he know how to put things on hold, as we are on hold right now. Some people can't stand to be in home, but it doesn't bother me. I love my place. I thank God for it. So when I looked at with the blessings of God, I looked around and I said, thank you, Jesus. The city we're in, Bronx here, was a little more appealing. And like, we understand that in this particular area right now, the COVID is really running rapidly here in Bronx, and the elders, hallelujah, as I get to pose myself, the elders has gone home to be with the Lord. So many has left. So as I struggle with this, I ask God to give me the strength to go on to understand what's going on here. As I look around, I says, oh, remember God's marvelous work. His faithful. Praise him no matter what. No matter. Keep all these facts in mind, the songs, exhort him. People seeking the Lord and his strength time after time. He has proven himself in his people on his behalf. When those charges with rebuilding Jerusalem grew weary in the work, the fact is that God's presence was with us. As Dr. Vanessa T.K. sings, Jesus, Jesus, call on him. Call him. And I said, I have to call on him. I can't make it by myself. We can't make it. We need God all the time, every day. Call to the mind and form of miracle, the judgments he promised to disobey him. Songs of further counsel says, disheartened people are recalling the miracle God has performed in Israel, as well as the judgment he has promised to us. And if we are faithful and do the right thing, God will prevail. He's already brought us this far. He didn't bring us here from Jessica. With a thought, I would like certainly want to say to each and everyone, the battle is not yours. You have to understand that God gives thanks to God. Call God for the name of everything that you do. Father God, we love you and adore you. Remember God's marvelous work and faithfully praise him. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for that message this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us take a moment to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you because you are holy, because you are worthy, because you are faithful, and because you are God. And so on this day, we just say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies, oh God. We thank you for being in control. We thank you for keeping us here in California through the 4.2 earthquake that just happened this morning, God. We thank you that we know that you are shaking us up, God, but we thank you that we are safe in your arms, Father. And so we thank you for Minister Cynthia, and we thank you for the word that you gave her to give to us this morning, Father. I pray that you will fill her up until she overflows, that you will continue to bless her and keep her, that your angels will continue to protect her as she goes to and fro, God. And so we just thank you for what you have had her to share with us this morning, oh God. And I ask that you will bless each and every household that is represented under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I decree and declare that no COVID-19 will enter into their residence, enter into their temples in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you that we are covered by your blood and that the blood, it still works. I thank you, God, that you are manifesting miracles in our lives. I thank you that we are healed and that we are whole. I thank you that we could have Jesus' joy through the midst of the storm, for the battles are not ours, but they belong to you. I thank you, oh God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank you that we are masterpieces created by you. I thank you that when we woke up this morning, that we woke up victorious and more than conquerors, God. And I thank you that with you, all things are possible because you are our shepherd and you know exactly what we need, Father. And so I ask right now that you would give us the desires of our heart according to your will, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And it is done in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I would like to thank each and every single one of you once again for joining us here on the Master's Call. Again, thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Apostle Wells for opening up the call this morning in worship. Thank you so much. To Minister Rosalind Peters in Bowie, Maryland, thank you so much for being our greeter this morning and for opening us up in prayer. And again, thank you to the Honorable Dr. Minister Evangelist Cynthia Cox for bringing us our message from the Master this morning. And it has been an honor, a privilege, and pleasure for me to serve as your hostess for this morning. And so as you go out with anticipation and expectation that God will manifest miracles in this day for you. And always remember to put him first and watch him do everything else. We love you and we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We invite you to join us tomorrow. Remember, it's Friday, so we will be opening up the call to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports if you're heading over to the new morning motivational call. The morning motivational call, please again dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. And so I'll be turning the call over to the Honorable Cynthia Cox to give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. We so appreciate you and all of the team. Lord, seek you and your strength. Keep me searching and following you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Lord, have a blessed day and love somebody. Call somebody today.